AJ, sprung from the hospital last night.
Yay!
Finally.
Attaboy.
Well, he's a doctor's note away from coming back. I said, look, the doctor might say you're okay based on the things that he knows, but if you don't feel right on Sunday, don't come in Monday.
Take your time, man.
This is the time. You don't want to slide back again.
No.
No.
Alyssa, are you available Monday if AJ doesn't feel good on Sunday?
Always.
I love her.
Always. I will always be here.
I think they really like you, too. Didn't they signed you up for like paperwork and stuff?
Yeah, they were talking to me about it yesterday.
They
said they need new voices and stuff.
New voices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Thank you, guys. It's because of you guys, so thank you.
Well,
I mean,
we let you in.
You did.
But you have to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'll never take credit.
Yeah. You suck. We don't like you.
How dare you?
I know you heard Ashley do the weather forecast, and I know it seems fine out there now. It probably is, but it's going to change quickly. And when it does, it's going to get dangerous. So just keep in the back of your mind that the road that looks wet might not be wet, and just kind of proceed like that. Let's go to Oz now. We have a weather forecast from Oz.
Any morning weather. Winter weather advisory today in effect from 10 a.m. to 7 in the evening. Mild early, then temperatures quickly drop to the 20s around 10 a.m. with freezing rain, I say.
Cute little munchkins.
I love that.
Ah, all right. That's the Olympic opening ceremony is still on. Remember, we were talking about this when?
It sounds exhausting.
I guess 7 o'clock? 2 hours later? Wow.
Sounds exhausting.
The That's Olympic tough. Flag is going up.
That's tough.
Can you imagine?
No.
Coming up, the Olympic flame. And what
the You're not even
Finally.
Done!
Finally!
Have they done anything?
They rose two flags.
Wow. That whole time.
There was some kind of
that's
laser show.
Too much time.
All of the athletes walked by, so they did do the parade of athletes. I'm sure that took a long time.
It's my favorite part.
Yeah, I bet they announced everybody's name, too. I'm sure that's most of the 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
That's tough.
So this is the largest Olympic field of athletes, I think, ever.
They mentioned their names? Or really?
Country name and sport, I believe.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
So I'll have to sit through. Hope those chairs are comfortable.
I could never. My leg would be.
No.
I could never.
I get to. There's always a point in a concert where I'm like.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm ready.
I think I'm ready.
Me too. I'm
then
like that
leave,
everywhere
I'm
I go.
Like, all right. I'm back in.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
I'm like that everywhere though. I really am.
When you're on stage, I think I'm ready to go.
Yep. I'm like, okay. And then I get, and I'm like, all right, I got to get in my car right now. Literally, always. And nobody knows that about me because they just think I'm always want to be on. I'm like, no, I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
When you feel like you're hitting it and you have the crowd, you want to stay longer?
Oh, yeah. There's no feeling like that.
Yeah. That's what all the work, all the rejection,
right.
All the sucking.
Yes.
Is just to get to that moment.
It's the only reason I do it. Like even when I feel like, what am I doing? I'm like that moment.
That's
that moment. And thank God for that moment.
And then of course, as soon as that happens, you see a flashlight.
Yep. And I was like,
wrap
okay,
it up.
That's
like, no!
Light. That's the light. Yeah. That's my headlining.
You're not big enough to pull me off here.
Right. No.
They love me. You can hear it.
Just use that cane from the side of the stage.
You're going to have to drag me off, flashlight man.
Right? Yeah. That's a thing.
You ever go too long when there was a big headliner behind you?
I have, but it's only if they give me permission.
Oh.
Like, so like Vinny tells me what he needs to tell me, and then the headliner, like Michael Rapaport, he was like, don't do 5. He was like, do 12. I want you to get the crowd nice and ready for me. So I just went out and Vinny was like, what was that? And Michael was like, I told her to do it. And it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, he could have been so mean. He could have been like, yeah, I don't know. Sit back here waiting.
Right.
Yeah. What the hell?
Thank God. No. He saw.
Oh, that'd be a funny thing to do.
Yeah.
Go and do 12.
That would be horrible.
And then like at 6 minutes, he comes out like.
No.
Behind you, like,
right?
What's going on?
I told her to get off.
The first 10 minutes of his set is like, yeah, I don't know what's going on up there. I had all this material. I can't do any of it now.
Oh my God, I could never. No, he saw the fear in my eyes when Vinny was talking to me. He saw it and he heard it. Nope.
5 minutes doesn't seem like a lot of time to do on a stage, but when you're there in the moment, it's forever.
It's crazy when I started how long 5 minutes started, and now when I'm offered 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna?
Nothing.
I'm like, but I can't. What am I gonna end with? Like, it's not. So I do 12 every night at the Stress Factory. And then like Caroline's, I'll get to do 15, and then my headline, I get to do an hour. So
that's a lot.
Yeah, I have a set for each little time thingy.
I just did a podcast with Norm Pattis for his podcast.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him.
Yeah.
And now I normally talk to people for 15 minutes, break, 15 minutes. So
right.
I can reset myself.
Yeah.
And I have topics.
And you have to
in
look
my
over
mind,
it. Yeah.
I need to follow things in a straight line.
Yep.
This, we were out there for an hour.
Yeah.
About 40 minutes in, I'm like, oh, I want to do this more because I want to get prep because I was not good.
I'm it's
like,
tough.
Oh, I need those little breaks to kind
it's
of
tough.
Get my, you know, during the commercials, get my questions. But like, all right, where am I going here?
Yeah. I mean, I bring a set list up every time. I could never not have my little napkin with little words to tell me. Like, I do the set. I've been doing the set for probably like 6 months, and I need that
Still
napkin.
Need it.
I just need to see it. I'll freak out if it's not there.
Right. It's your blanket.
Yeah. Everyone's brain blanks. Like, and the blanks on stage all the time. It's like my fear.
That half a second where you're thinking where I go next.
It's horrifying.
And everyone knows what you're doing. The whole room knows. Like, oh, they lost them.
It is horrible.
But that's also enough time to create anxiety, right? So then you worry that you don't know what you're doing, and it throws off the whole rest of your set.
Exactly. I had to work for a long time to, like, figure out little things to say in between those things to just, you know, I swear, I say something, like, just something to just keep them going.
Right.
And
no, it is.
Knock, knock.
I don't know if people realize how difficult it is.
Yeah, they don't.
First of all, you have to be ready for tremendous amount of rejection.
Yes.
And failure.
And you never know.
And like,
and it feels so personal because it's like, they just don't like me. It's just me they don't like.
Yes. And you never know. And sometimes I'll just be like, they weren't ready to laugh. I don't know why. Sometimes I'll be like, well, why did they come? Like, that's how I get sometimes. I try not to get bitter, but that is, if it's real bad, like on a Thursday, I'm like, well, what are we doing? And I like to say, this isn't a movie. Like, that's what I like to say. This isn't a movie. You got to react. I could see you. And that usually gets them. I try to act like I'm on their side.
Yeah.
But it's a lot. It's, ugh.
Oh, and they could turn fast.
They could turn fast. You just got to grab them.
Have you ever been heckled?
No. Everybody asked me that. Not heckled badly, like heckled like, take your top off, like stuff like that.
Oh,
like, you know what I mean?
That's surprising.
Yeah, like,
it still happens.
Prove it. And like, I laugh it off.
Oh, what you're talking about?
Yeah, anything.
Gay?
Yeah, prove it. Anything like that. Keep going. And I just, I feed off of it.
Yeah,
it doesn't do anything bad to me.
People do want to participate.
Yes.
There are some comedians who their set lends itself to that.
Yep.
And I don't think we're trained as an audience to come in and say, oh, this is where I could.
Right.
Like, I'll give this guy an opportunity to slam me and everyone will.
Right.
Like, people don't know which ones they can do it to. And there's some comedians who, hey, man, they've worked on this for a long time. Just why don't you just have
and
a
they have
beer
security.
And relax.
Yeah. And they have security. Yeah. I have to kick people out sometimes. It all depends on the comedian. I have to listen to that signal.
But
and
it is lion taming. Like, you can't go out there and expect the audience to be pleasant.
No way.
You never know.
That's it. You don't know who you're fighting.
It's a live animal every night.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Even like asking for gigs to go to other like clubs, I always make sure to really look at who's playing because I'm.
Oh.
Audiences matter. They really do. And I don't want to travel to go and be like, this wasn't.
Oh.
They weren't.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They weren't ready.
Because we've talked about this with Jimmy Coplick in terms of bands, opening acts, matching.
Yeah.
The act.
It's a thing.
And Journey got booed off stage when they were opening for the Rolling Stones in Philadelphia.
Journey.
They were booed off
stage. Nuts. That's
crazy. Now that wouldn't happen.
No. But.
Okay. But back then.
Yeah.
It was a little bit
two
more
different
like,
audiences.
I like the Stones. I don't like the. Like, we're
right.
picky. Now we just like classic rock.
Yeah. You have to match something.
Have you turned down like a big headliner?
If I'm being asked, I don't turn it down.
Yeah,
ever.
You're just good
in
for
the
you.
Back of my head. I know this is not.
I don't care if I get my
right.
car cleaned.
I'm, like,
I'm going to be in front
right.
of this audience, and
exactly.
who knows? It might go great.
Who knows? It could be great. So I never say no if it's a big headliner. But there's always in the back of my mind, like, oh my god, this is going to be bad. We don't mesh. Like, you know, it's always like that.
Yeah. What is there a comedian that you think of that you're like, oh yeah, this wouldn't be good.
Oh, God.
Like Dice. Would that be a good match for you or not really?
I think so, because his opener and I are very alike. His opener is named Eleanor, and like where she's just like, she could be raunchy, she could not be. Like, I could turn it on, I could turn it off.
Gotcha. She was engaged to him at one point.
Isn't that insane?
Did we talk to her?
Yes.
They go on the road. Yeah. So they're on the road together, and they were engaged at one point, and they just see each other all the time. Like, they're always in the hotel rooms together, like, getting food. I'm like, you know, when I'm going through, it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
I can't even.
It's weird.
I'm just like, what's going on?
What audience do you think that you might not be a good match for?
It's so hard to say because, like, I love urban crowds. But, like, there's maybe a certain type. Like D.L. Hughley's going to be here this weekend. And he is
at
just
the stress factor.
Yeah. And he's so old school. And like, people want that comedy that I think if I went on stage, they'd be like, who is this? But, like, I opened for, like, Dion Cole and Craig Robinson.
Dion's great.
He's great. And, like, those crowds just, they get it.
Yeah.
They really get it. Like, they're with the times, they understand. So
there
are, I'd say, like, the old school. People are looking for a certain thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And stuff like that.
Yeah. I think there are, there would be race barriers where, like, a group would see you come up and say, a young white girl.
There's the white girl from the door.
Doesn't know the life I've had.
No. And I always...
And so her jokes are... I'm probably not going to...
Right. And they just... And that's when they pull back. Like, they don't even, like, get
they're
me to...
already...
Yes, they're already like pulling back. Oh. Right.
Do you even try at that part? Or do you walk up and be like, hey, guys, remember Tamagotchis?
I have so... Like, I go out there and I go, yeah, it's the white girl from the door. And, like, I just insult myself the whole time. So they have to, like...
That's good. Then they warm up to you.
Yeah, they have to. Like, oh,
I see what you're seeing. I know what's happening.
Like, they'll be like, oh, she gets it.
Yeah.
She gets it. She's like this. And I'm like, yeah that's where we are. Yeah.
It really is a lion taming act. You never know what you're walking... I really have... Mm-hmm. The most respect for stand-up comedians more than any other performer.
Thank you.
Because the amount of rejection.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You know, this is what blows my mind. When you're in New York City at like a cellar or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're going up there and like you're doing 4 bits a night, like you're driving around the
crazy.
City. Crazy. And you're just bombing and you get in the cab and you go.
And you got to go to another
reset.
One.
I'm going to do it again.
So I don't know if I'm ready for that life to me. What you just said, I think about it every single night. And I'm just like, that's
how you're going to get good.
I know.
I mean, you're already good. That's how you're going to get great.
Thank you. It just, and then you're like, you don't bomb and you kill. And you think, and you're like, you can't even ride that high because you're like,
you're in
well,
a cab.
And then you go,
new
well,
audience.
I could bomb next.
Yep.
I could bomb next. Like, I've had a show in Chicago. It was like an amazing, probably my favorite show I've ever done. And the next crowd was fine, but it took me off that high.
Yep.
And I was like, well, and so I feel like there's no time to celebrate. That's what I say to my mom all the time. Like, she's like, why can't we just be in the moment? And like, you did that. And I'm like, because the next one, you have no idea.
Yeah. I think people know if you have that level of confidence that you need. When you come up a little bit, like, ooh, I don't know if I can do this one.
Right.
I think the audience senses it.
Yeah, that's
and
why.
And you have to work that out quickly.
Yep. And I have, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. And I just go and I'm like, whatever.
I could tell when we're talking on the air and I'm not 100% behind what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, they know.
Right.
You know. I'm looking at you.
Right.
I'm looking at you through your radio.
I know. It's a horrible feeling, isn't that? I hate that
well,
feeling.
Well, Alyssa has it bad because she actually has to look at the people she talks to.
I have to look at them.
Can you imagine?
We at least are looking at each other.
I have to look right at them.
This is why you should do radio because, one, you can hang up on people.
I know.
Okay?
You're so good at it.
You get a heckler, it's like, bye-bye.
You're so good at it. I think I'd feel bad.
It's easy from being in a little box.
Yeah. I would definitely feel bad.
I mean, I have to look at AJ all day.
Don't brag, all right?
But you're doing where? Caroline's next week?
Caroline's this weekend, tomorrow.
This week?
Oh,
yeah.
Is it this weekend?
I go there tomorrow,
it's like tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Brad Williams.
What?
Holy crap.
Yeah, I just booked my hotel. I'm excited. I need it. I'm ready.
You know, right before you get off stage, you should tighten that mic stand.
I was going to say,
and just walk off.
You should see. So I have to go back up when he gets off and like close the show out.
He's a little person, just in case you don't know.
He's little, so it's always down there. And I always like, they crack up, but I don't know if he thinks I'm making fun of him because I put it up like really slowly. And I'm like, oh God, who do I give what they want?
He's such a kind person to like, easy to work with, right?
So easy. Before I ever worked with him, he reached out to me and was like, you're hosting for me tonight. I heard good things. And I'm like, nobody does that. Nobody.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nobody does that. They're just, you show up and you're there.
Yeah, those are the people.
Super nice. Really,
He seems to be a favorite even among comics. Like, they seem to really like him.
He seems very, he's very real. Super real.
You'll have a great time this weekend.
I can't wait.
Yeah.